Hi, Adrienne Miller here, and you're listening to an excerpt from my book, Holy Flab, page 83. In these serious times, we need a new strategy. We can't be silent. I won't be silent. Will you? We're going to have to devote ourselves to His cause like never before. Obtain the holiness and strength from God we need to make it. And we need it, all He gives. We're going to have more pray dates instead of play dates. Learning to be a better prayer by being a better listener to God. Praying and praising through adversity and challenges. Connecting with God for the conviction of our sins and failures. And turning to Him for the healing and health of our bodies, minds, and spirits. He can do it, and He will do it. I know He can. If we only ask. The power of one is all we need. One true God, our God. There's no one like Him. The power of one sent a boy to kill a giant. The power of one sent three men into a fiery furnace, seven times hotter than usual. They emerged unscathed. The power of one showcased on the cross, defeated death, overcame sin, and bought back our lives. That's the power of our God. He is all we need. Amen? Let's not imitate, but initiate in the Lord. When He speaks, let's dare to answer. When He calls, let's pick up the phone. And when He speaks our name, may it be, "Yes, Lord." Hi, Adrienne Miller here, and you're listening to an excerpt from my book, The Chair of Intercession, The Godly Call to Pray for Others. Page 50. Prayer is presenting. Not only the case or the problem, but you're presenting yourself before God. Not to change God's mind, trick Him, or talk Him into why He should answer our prayers. When we present ourselves to our King, we stand at the ready to react to Him and what He says. And then He will guide us in what to pray.